We're joined on the line today by Dr. Chris van Dyk. He is the CEO of the Milk Producers Organization. And Chris, as we know, things have sometimes been a bit of a roller coaster for our producers, and particularly if we take a look at our inland milk producers. We've seen they've been coming under tremendous pressure due to high input costs and then also limited options when it comes to buyers for their milk. Would you possibly be able to give us a bit of comment on the situation as it currently stands, and then the outlook for the rest of the winter season into early spring?
Sabrina, yes, good morning, and thank you for the opportunity to speak to you again. I think your first question, you know, on the inland milk producers, most of them are so-called TMR, or total mixed ration farmers. They need to give everything they need to give to the cow in the ration itself, compared to the guys that's in the Eastern Cape and Natal, that's on pastures. With the severe drought situation inland, most of them need to buy most of their roughages and also the concentrates. And if you look at the cost of feeding, you know, in the past, total mixed ration was about 65% of the variable cost. Now, with this change, and because they need to buy all their food, that went up to about 75, even to 80% of their variable cost. And then also the milk price was reduced substantially last year, with little or no movement since then. And, you know, basic economy tells you that income minus expenses equal profit. And at present, many of the inland producers are considering to call it a day. You know, we did a survey late last year and in December throughout the country, and up to about 50, even up to about 60% of the Free State dairy farmers and about 40% of the Northwest dairy farmers indicated that they just can't cope anymore and that they're actually considering quitting the dairy business. So that's of high concern to us. You know, although if you look at the production of milk, I would say about 20% of the total 3.3 billion litres of milk produced in the country is coming from the inland. And that's something that we would like to keep there because most of the milk drinkers are in Gauteng and inland. Your other question then on the current situation, as I said, it's not very good, and the outlook for the rest of the winter season is also not very good because it's almost a lag effect that we are busy having, you know, because of the drought, and that can continue, you know, usually in the pasture-based areas like in the Eastern Cape, Tsitsikamma and so on. Usually in about September, we start getting more and more milk from that area because it's a seasonal-based environment there. But because of this severe problems we've got inland, and also if it doesn't rain, and especially in the East Coast and also in Natal, we can run, we're already running into a problem where there's a deficit, there's a shortage of milk, but then we can run into a substantial problem, creating a lot of problems, not only to the dairy farmers, but then also to the retail, and also we can end up with no milk on the shelves in the end for the consumer there.
Sure, Chris. It's such a cyclical thing. You go through ups and downs and highs and lows. And at one stage, we were hearing that there's an oversupply. Now we're actually almost going to that other extreme where we could face that undersupply kind of situation.
Yeah.
But perhaps I could ask if we could also just take a look at the state of milk prices. As you've said, if particularly looking at these inland guys, they're spending as much as 80% of their cost, or their variable, as you said, is going into feed. Electricity costs are rising, all sorts of other things. There's labor costs, a lot of pressures in terms of that. And yet we have situations where milk prices go very, very low, often because of then an oversupply or imports that are having an impact and so on and so forth. What is the status at this stage? And also, how does that then sort of compare if we look at what the producer is getting and what is being paid by consumers? Can you just paint a little bit of a picture for us around that?
Sabrina, yes. You know, if you look at the last weeks, we've actually observed from MPO side some movement in the milk price in the retail. You know, in some areas there's an increase between 15% to 20%, and in some areas even more. You know, so what the consumer, the end user is paying at the various outlets is much more than a few months ago. So yes, there's some movement there, but unfortunately none of this is coming back to the farmer. So the gap between what the farmer is getting and what's happening in the retail is just getting bigger and bigger. You know, I would say about 2 years, 3 years ago, the difference between what the farmer was getting and what the end price was in the retail was about 1 to 2. Now at this stage is about 1 to 4. You know, in other words, if a farmer is getting 4 rand a litre, the end user is paying 16 rand. And that's, you know, about 12 rand. That's somewhere in between, you know, between the processor and then also building into the profit of retail itself. So yes, we're concerned about that. There was a press release about that. And we, on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, we're interacting with the different major retail companies. We're interacting with the banks, informing them about what the situation is. So it's important for us that these people actually do know what's happening on the farm. You know, we need to have more money into the pocket of the farmer. You know, at this stage, as I said, most, if not all, of the dairy farmers inland are milking at a loss. The profit margins on the farm in the coastal areas is also not substantial. As an example, in the coastal areas, they've been giving a little bit more than normal concentrate, so they could produce more milk. But immediately, you know, if the milk price is down, then they start cutting on the concentrates and eventually also on the roughages, and then you sit with a negative milk flow, and in the end, it can end up in a deficit or a shortage of milk there.
Die Afrikaanse het mos so lekker woord, hulle noem hom die knyptang. I don't know if the English have got quite such a good word to describe it. But Chris, let's take a look just a little bit at the MPO. It's a very busy organization, lots and lots of meetings, events, engagement with producers, even down to ground level. Can you give us just a little bit of a glimpse of, you know, some of the big things ahead on the MPO calendar, maybe over the next 3 to 4 months or so?
You know, as you stated, we're extremely busy at the MPO. The different things that we're busy doing, all things hopefully that will contribute, you know, to ensure the sustainability of the dairy farmer and to make sure that we can keep them on the ground. But I can quickly report back, you know, we now recently, about 2 weeks ago, we had very successful root meetings in KwaZulu-Natal. And then also last week, we've been down in the Eastern Cape. We had a very good meeting there in Tsikama with about 70 dairy farmers. We had a very good discussion. And then focusing more on not just on the dairy, but also on the people of the dairy and the importance to look at the, in inverted commas, the health of the people also. You know, we need to keep everything healthy. We need to keep the dairy cows healthy and also the people in the dairy. And now coming Thursday, we're starting with our root meetings for the Northwest. Our first meeting will be close to the Hartbeespoort Dam. And then, you know, the meetings for the Free State is only planned for August. I think on the 18th of August, we will be in Bloemfontein for our annual general meeting there. But then also what I can report now recently, about 3-4 weeks ago, we had a meeting in Senekal discussing this whole situation about the milk price and you know, that the people are just not coping. And following from that, we actually decided to have another meeting tomorrow. And there's a selected group of producers. I will also be going down to Kroonstad and we will actually take stock of the situation and then to address the whole supply chain, you know, from the producer right through to the retail. And this whole effort, you know, is there to ensure the sustainability of the inland dairy producer, or in essence, actually the sustainability of the dairy business in South Africa, because what we're busy doing there tomorrow will also be rolled out to the rest of the country. You know, next week I will be down in the Southern Cape, and that's things that we need to discuss and things that we need to take the bull by the horns, as they say, and address it and then see what we can do to ensure that we still do have dairy producers on the ground, but then also to have milk on the shelf.
In closing, any message to our producers out there?
Sabrina, I think sometimes it's difficult to be positive in these times, but you know, my outlook in life is always to be positive. And if, as you said in the beginning, milk has its ups and downs, yes, it's influenced by the macroeconomic factors. There's a lot of factors, global factors. You know, if you look what happened with Fonterra now in New Zealand and Australia, people are in the same type of boat there. A lot of dairy farmers are getting out of business because they just can't cope anymore. Times of low prices are not easy for any dairy farmer. Price certainly matters since it's revenue. You know, I think a farmer's cost of production or expenses matter too. You know, and I always do want to focus on to optimize what you're busy doing. And I think farmers need to go back and make sure that they do their utmost best to proactively manage their expenses. In the end, proactively managing your expenses will not change the milk price, but it will give you some control and hopefully options to help dairy farmers out there to survive in difficult times. And I think one message from our side is that dairy farmers need to remain positive. And in the end, we will get through this difficult period.
That is Dr. Chris van Dyk. He is the CEO of the Milk Producers Organization, just chatting to us about some of the very big issues affecting the sector, some of the challenges, but also then ending off with that message, you know, stay positive, control what you can, and look to the future. Chris, thank you so much for taking the time to share with us today. Very much appreciated.